I heard the voice of Jesus say, Behold, I freely give. The living water, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth, the thoughts of our minds, and the meditations of our hearts be worthy unto you, our Lord and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine if all the taps were suddenly switched off in our houses and places of work. The rain stopped, the rivers ran dry, and the reservoirs and oceans turned into dry valleys and exposed tracts of seabed. Just as the people of Chennai in India are currently experiencing, as Lake Puzhal, their main reservoir in the city, has completely run dry. How would we react? And more importantly, how long would we survive? Well, I think we all know the answer is not very long. You can live a long time without food, but not without water. In 2 Peter 2, verse 17, the Apostle Peter talks about springs without water. Think of traveling across a desert and coming to a spring where you believe there is water. You're thirsty. Your tongue is swollen. Your cheeks and lips are parched. But when you arrive at the spring, there is no water. There's no reliable predictor of how fast dehydration would kill a person. Many survival blogs suggest somewhere between 2 days to a week. But that's a rough estimate at best, with so many potential variables at play. A person's health, activity levels, geographic location, climate, all help to determine how long a person can last without water. So, we are all dependent on water for living. But in today's reading from the Gospel of John, we hear about another life essential from yet another source, a spiritual upwelling deep within us, and living water. Family hardships, relationship tensions, indecision, restlessness, emptiness. Are there times in your life when you feel overwhelmed, drinking in self-help and worldly counsel to satisfy your craving for peace, fulfillment, and fullness in life? Then, my friends, the living water of Jesus Christ is what you are genuinely thirsting for. Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Jesus gives us the offer of living water. That is what all people need, whether they are in Africa or Australia, Canada or China, Uruguay or the United Kingdom. We all need the spiritual water that Jesus can give and gives in abundance. In Malawi, with World Vision, Linda and I were privileged to see both the physical satisfaction and the spiritual joy that the provision of boreholes and wells providing cool, fresh, clean water can bring. Physical thirst quenched, crops irrigated, waterborne diseases eradicated. The community's deep faith showered us with love and joy, overwhelming us with their spiritual outpourings. Praising God and singing aloud, we undoubtedly saw in them a rising spring, a fountain of living water. But in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11, the Bible tells us that we can so easily be prisoners of the waterless pit. Think of that. Prisoners in a pit with no access to water. So many people in the world are trapped there today, restless and searching, lost with no hope, no faith, no future. And in Isaiah chapter 57, verse 20, the prophet says, "The wicked are like the tossing sea, which cannot rest, whose waves cast up mire and mud. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked." In the Pentland Firth between the Scottish mainland and Orkney, I've often seen the sea moving and tumbling, with great waves lashing against the coastline. The sea seems like a bubbling cauldron, agitated, troublesome, unpredictable. The Bible says that those outside God are like such troubled seas. They are restless, searching, questing, trying to find a place where it will be calm and smooth, and they cannot find it. They are looking for, as Paul Simon suggested in the lyrics of his classic song, a bridge over troubled water. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. When times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Written following the assassinations of Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King, only months apart in 1968, at a time when racial tensions were erupting across the United States of America, Paul Simon's inspiration came from a Southern gospel song recorded by the Swan Silvertones, "I'll be your bridge over deep water. If you trust in my name, I'll be your bridge over deep water. If you trust in my name." Life is rough and hard and tough, especially without God's peace and God's joy and the living water that Christ can give. How many of us are in a waterless pit right now, in our families, in our personal relationships, in our financial or business dealings, in our careers, not knowing what to do about the many problems we currently face? Truly, we find ourselves in a pit without any water, seemingly without any hope. If this is the case, why don't you come to the well that Jesus offers and drink of the living water that he gives? That's what you're really thirsting for. Maybe you're running madly from place to place, searching for something that will bring satisfaction to the terrible spiritual thirst that only God can satisfy. Jesus said he can give us living water, the living water that will come into our heart, our soul, and our minds, and quench all the thirst that we have. Maybe you've tried everything to satisfy, to bring peace and joy to your life, to have a sense of forgiveness and a sense of belonging, and you still haven't found it. Jesus said, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again." Drink of the water of must-have possessions, and you will thirst again. Drink of the water of designer labels, and you will thirst again. Drink of the water of fame and popularity, and you will thirst again. Drink of the water of stimulants and amphetamines, and you will thirst again. Drink of all the other waters being offered to you today in our secular, godless, throwaway society, and you will thirst again. But drink of the living water that Jesus will give you, and you will never thirst. Jesus said, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. So, every person can have everlasting life by drinking at the well of Jesus. Have we been there? Have we drunk at the well of Jesus? Oh, I'm not talking about attending church regularly, being a member of our congregation, no matter how committed. I'm talking about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Every day, a genuine, living, shared experience with him. The woman said, "Sir, give me this water." Have we said that? "Lord Jesus, give me that living water. I want forgiveness of my sins and to know that I'm going to heaven. I want a new life as I'm tired of the old life I've been living. I'm tired of this merry-go-round that I'm on. I want something else in life." You will never find it until you come to Jesus Christ. In Revelation 22, verse 16, we read, "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you, whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life." Whoever wishes. Could that be us today? Could that be you? Come now, just as you are. Come to Jesus Christ. And after you receive him, dedicate your life to him. When you receive Christ, he becomes not only your Savior, but also the Lord of your life. Isaiah 55, verse 1 says, "Come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy, and eat." Yes, come and buy. It's free, but it does come at a price. We have to cast off our old selves and commit to follow his example and his ways. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Some of us are thirsting for this, seeking this way in our lives, seeking a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Come to the water. Drink of the living water. Become excited about Christ. "The Lord has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation." In Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 to 3. The wells of salvation are being offered to you. Come and draw the water with joy. When you come to the water, there's a satisfaction beyond anything that words could ever describe. In the temple at the feast in Jerusalem, Jesus said, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within." By this he meant the Holy Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. John 7:37-39, our second reading. So though many people say that Jesus is the living water, Jesus himself intended the phrase to mean the Holy Spirit, who dwells in believers and seals them for salvation. It is the ministry of the Spirit, flowing out of a heart redeemed by God, that blesses believers, and through them brings life and light to the world. The woman had come to that well, Jacob's well. And it's interesting to note that in the Dead Sea Scrolls, the well is established as a symbol of the law given to Israel. Jesus, however, is declaring at this particular well that he is greater than his ancestor Jacob, because his teaching will replace the law or the wisdom that both the Jews and Samaritans regarded as the fundamental pillars of their faith. So the woman had come to the well. She had come by divine appointment. Jesus was passing by, and he stopped to rest. The woman had an empty life. Her expectations in life had faded, no longer expecting, no longer hoping for anything different. She was on the same old treadmill. She had been married 5 times, and when Jesus spoke to her, she was living with a man who was not her husband. Having tried nearly everything, she was miserable, unhappy, spiritually dry. "Come to the waters. Drink of the living fountain," Jesus told the woman at the well. He offers the same living water to us all. Will you accept his offer today? Will you allow his Holy Spirit to move in to guide and control your life? Will you allow streams of living water to flow from you in all that you say and do? And will you be a true witness for him? And if you do, remember in the children's address the stark difference between the 2 bottles of water. The still, quiet water, contained and constrained. The Spirit inside, but really of little benefit to the world. And the seemingly living water, outpouring, outflowing with energy, spreading the good news of the gospel, which is what we are asked to do. This is the water that Christ wants us to be in the world, active for him, a true witness, alive in the Spirit, spreading the good news, a living fountain. Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you that we can come freely to the well and ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit. May those who still seek and thirst, or where the spring has run dry in their lives, be led to your living waters. And may we all overflow with your Spirit, living our lives as you intended, by spreading the good news of redemption and eternal life to the world. Amen.